Blog Talk Radio.
That was Connie Francis doing Ave Maria. And John sent that to us this morning. He's in pain, a lot of pain, and they can't really do anything about it. I'm not even sure if they have figured out what's wrong, what's causing that pain. We don't know. So we just keep praying, guys. Just keep praying. Keep praying. And I've got some scriptures here. Don't pray from the standpoint of, oh, I have to say this over and over and over again, or God won't hear me and it won't get answered. Don't do it that way. By the way, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Because yesterday you couldn't. So it's kind of like, okay, what's happening today? All right, that's good, that's good. So what I'm going to read you here is Matthew 11, 28 and 30. This is, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now, I know we've all heard that scripture before, but how have you heard it? How have you heard it? Do you really hear that and think, well, I've got this burden on my heart because someone I really care about is hurting and in pain, and I want them to be healed? Well, These scriptures don't say what kind of burden or how much burden. It just says if you're burdened and heavy laden, take it to Jesus. You take it to Jesus. So we know John's in the hospital and he's in a great deal of pain and they can't seem to do much about it. They can't give him the level of painkiller that would take care of it because then it causes him other problems. Besides which, if they're giving him morphine or a derivative of morphine, it causes addiction. Morphine is very easily and quickly addictive, and you don't want to do that. I tried telling them when I had my surgery, I tried telling them, I don't want morphine. Don't give me morphine. They said, okay, we won't do that. We won't do that. Well, guess what? When I woke up, I was on morphine. And I was not a happy camper, you know. But they don't listen. So, I think they're listening to him. All we can do is hope at this point in time because we're not there to watch it. We're not there to fight for him and say, no, don't do that. He doesn't want that. So we need to keep praying. We need to keep praying. If he needs to have that morphine, if that's the only thing they can give him that might help the pain, which it's not doing, we need to just pray that the addiction doesn't happen. And that is possible too. The easiest thing to pray for is for God to take his pain away without having to have painkillers. And God can do that. God can do that. But you know what? You've got to trust him to do that. You've got to trust him to do that, right? And this says Matthew 21, verse 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. So, if you're praying and you're not really believing that God's going to heal him, if you're going to believe he's going to keep on hurting until he heals like a person would normally heal, then you're not going to get that prayer answered. You have to believe what you're praying for. Believe it in your heart and in your soul. I finally came to that realization myself last week. I've known the words all along. But until you can actually find the faith to put it into practice, it doesn't mean anything. They're just words. And my heart was so hurting for him being in the hospital and in pain and not being able to do anything about it, and they're trying and it's not working. And my heart was so hurting for him. And I finally prayed that prayer for his healing, for his pain to be lessened in God's time and in God's way. And my heart finally believed it. It took time. It's not a magic pill that you can swallow. It's how your faith grows. And I finally reached the point of having faith enough for that prayer for him and his pain. And it was very, very strange because all of a sudden, all the anxiety about it was gone. My heart that had been like a rough sea with the choppy waves all over it and the wind blowing, all of a sudden my heart was smooth as glass. The anxiety was gone because I knew I had prayed for the relief and the healing of what was wrong with John's back, for the pain to subside and be healed. And I knew that in God's time, it was going to happen. I was fully convinced of it, 100%. I didn't wonder about it anymore. I knew. that God had answered that prayer. And in the time that he has planned and chosen, John will be healed. The pain will be gone. We need to be as patient as he is being. We need to have our prayers be believed in when we pray them. And he will be healed. And if you do believe those prayers, you can also believe that those prayers are already answered. They are in process of becoming. And you have to have the faith for it. And it is. When you have the faith, you can say, it is accomplished. And then in God's time, John will feel the release of the pain. It's happening right now. Expect it. Believe it. And it will manifest. And he will be without pain in God's time. I want it right now. How about you guys? I know you guys want it right now. I want it right now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way. We have to believe in the accomplishment of it right now. Our faith says, it's happened. We prayed for it. God has granted that prayer. But the actual manifestation of the release of that pain happens in God's time. And we need to accept that. Don't be anxious. Don't be in a hurry. Just know that God's doing it. It's not a he's going to do it. God is doing it. And when you pray those prayers for John, you have to believe them. And you have to believe that they're going to be manifested right now when you're praying it. And then leave it to God. Take that peace that he's going to give you in your heart. Take that smooth as glass heart when he takes the anxiety and the worry away. He's given it to you. Leave it in his hands. Don't keep taking it back and says, oh, well, I got to pray for this again because it's not happened yet. No, pray for it and leave it in God's hands. You can keep praying for it, but don't be expecting it to hurry it up, okay? Pray for it because you want him to be without pain and you understand it will happen in God's time, but you're praying for it just to keep it in the front of God's brain. Like you really need to do that, you know, like we can know better than God. Not going to happen, but yeah, keep praying for it because it's going to make you feel better. It's going to make me feel better. God's already got it working in John. He's already got it working. It's already being done as we speak. Believe it because it's true. The Bible tells us that's what God does with our prayers. So I thought Ave Maria was a very good song to start out with, you know? And here's, I got to move this over so I can see what the heck I'm doing with this. There it is. And now I'm going to, excuse me, I'm going to play one now that just kind of tells us why we need to believe this. You know, it's Elvis, which is quite appropriate. No one stands alone. No one stands alone if they ask for God's presence.
My head bowed low
Sitting in the office, comes in and begs for marshmallows. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's like, what? And I give her a marshmallow and she'll eat it and she's nice and quiet until I move and she wants another marshmallow. Like, they're not good for her. I can't be giving in all the time, but what she doesn't eat, the dog does. It's hilarious. But, you know, the dog doesn't like things he's supposed to like. You know, like dogs are supposed to love bananas and tomatoes and things like, and watermelon. He turns up his nose, walks away, and sees if there's anything else. You know, so he likes marshmallows. What? Okay. As long as they aren't chocolate, I guess it's all right. Oh, my word.
They're pretty good.
Well, no, they aren't. They're nothing but flour and sugar.
Sugar. They are sugar. Have you ever roasted one with a candle and a toothpick, a little baby one?
No, can't say I've done that.
That's a good idea.
Fun. That's a good idea. Yeah. That's a good idea. Oh, yeah. Well, I thought I'd let y'all know. I'm sitting here looking at my wrist going, oh, bad idea, Jenny, but I got no choice. I got my washer and dryer delivered today.
Great.
And the guys were really, really good. They didn't They didn't scratch floors. They didn't bump into walls. They hooked that pigtail onto it, plugged it in. It worked. They got the hot, cold water hooked up right. No problem. So they left, and I did a little laundry for the first time in 6 months. But, I mean, in a regular machine. I do it all the time. But in a regular machine where it would get clean. The only problem is, when the machine emptied, there's a clog where the washing machine drain runs into the main plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a clog somewhere in there because all that water backed up into the bathtub.
Oh, my goodness.
So I've got liquid plumber down the washing machine drain. I've got liquid plumber in the bathtub. I've got liquid plumber in the toilet. And I'm plunging everything to death. And my wrist is all swollen, and it hurts. But that's because I'm using it in a way you're not supposed to use a wrist that's just newly healed from being broke. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you all know, yes, it's a blessing to have a washer and dryer. The dryer works like a champ. It's great. I can get all the pet hair off of my clothes. Oh, yeah. That's nice. And I was going to wash all of the throws that I have on the furniture and everything, but I can't until I get that clog gone. So I can't get everything all spick and span like I want it yet, but I got one, and it's not the machine that's at fault. It's the drain. So once I get that lined out, it'll be all right, though. At worst, yeah. I'll run down to my neighbor's house and see if he's got a snake and do that, you know, chun, twirly, 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 and get that all cleaned out. That'll work. Okay. I just thought I'd let you all know that since you're all wondering about my washer dryer stuff. I'd let you all know I got it. It does work, and it works great. The drain system doesn't work so great, but I should have expected that. Oh, well. Surprise! It keeps me on my toes. What can I say?
Well, maybe that will clear it out, what you're doing, and then it'll be perfect.
Well, it has to. It has to. The only option other than that is to saw off the drain pipe and let it drain on the ground under the house. I really don't want to go there. Yeah, I don't want to go there. So I'll get it cleared out. It's going to be okay. It's just a question of having to do it because the drains aren't working right now. But they're getting better. Let's put it that way. I've got that. They're getting better. So,
yeah.
All right. If nothing else, I can rig up a camping toilet with a 5-gallon bucket and a plastic bag. Waterproof plastic bag. You need to qualify that. But, you know, it's a camping. It's not a big deal. You take it outside or you just let it sit until you get the drains cleared. It'll happen.
Yeah. That's all you can do. It'll work out.
Oh, it will. It might take me 2-3 days, but it will work out. It's starting to slowly drain now. When the toilets back up, when you flush them, that will slowly drain down. If I can get it to where the tub will drain down, then we're okay. That's not a problem. It'll happen. It's just going to take time. All right.
Well, the worst thing, Jenny, too, is there could be roots in the pipes.
Oh, hon, there's no roots in the pipes because the plumbing's been working fine until I tried to drain out the washing machine.
Yeah,
there hasn't
pressure.
There hasn't been anything plugging up that drain in 2 years. There's all kinds of dust and maybe some dead mice, for all I know, that have skinned down that drain. And the clog, what I'm thinking, is where it goes into the main drain with the rest of the plumbing. Because I haven't had any problem with the toilets and the bathtub. So I know it's with the washing machine drain, and that's not roots and stuff like that. No, there's none of that stuff under the house. So if it was roots, Well, if it was roots and things like that, honey, I'd be having trouble with the rest of the drains. And I'm not. It's only today when the washing machine wanted to drain into the regular drain system that it backed up. So it's something in the washing machine drain, and I have to get that cleared out. And I'm working on it. It'll happen. Suck it out with a plunger, push it down with the plunger, get the snake and whoosh it out. I know. I can go to the hardware store and get one of those air things that just goes boom, blows it all apart. There you go. As long as it drains out
of here. Always a problem. Seems like there's always a damn problem, though. That's crazy. But anyway, good luck with that.
Yeah, well, honey, the house has been here 30 years, and it's been empty for over two by the time I moved in. They did not stop up any of the drains. I'm surprised I didn't have mice and stuff in the house from not stopping up the blower vent. That was wide open. So, you know, this is minor. This is minor. It's just happening. You have to approach these things with a little bit of, I'll get it fixed. No problem.
Well, anyway, that was a beautiful song that you played.
Yes.
You have some really good ones today. Sure you
that
do.
That was, y'all knew that was Ave Maria. I did see a question of who it was that was singing. That was Connie Francis.
Mm-hmm.
The dark-haired gal that was in that movie, Boys, about
that was a cute movie.
Spring break in Florida.
Mhm.
Made me want to go to college. That's a stupid reason to go to college. I didn't go to college, so you know it didn't work. Anyway, I've got another little song here. That's by Chris Johnson, Chris Johnson, and it's a song that John sent me probably about a month ago, and I just never got to playing it, but now that he's able to be listening again, I'm going to play it. It's called Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom. That's what I said at 5 years old, the first day of school. Already then I thought I was way too cool. I thought I had it figured out, and I didn't know a thing. Bye, Mom. Don't worry about me, I'll see you at 3 at the bus stop. And I know that you'll be right there to pick me up in the old truck. And oh, that's just the way it is when you think you're grown, but you're still a kid. And you don't know you're somebody that somebody loves more than themselves. And there's a beauty in the innocence of not knowing that the time they spend is more than one could ask. That's a special kind of love, and it's only there for a lifetime, and it's gone, and it's by Mom. You can drive me off down the block, around the corner square. All my buddies are waiting for me just over there. I'll see you later on. Bye, Mom. It's a cap and a gown in a brand new town 8 hours away. Don't cry, I'll be okay. No, that's just the way it is when you think you're grown, but you're still a kid. And you don't know you're somebody that somebody loves more than themselves. And there's a beauty in the innocence
I like that song. I don't know if I can play it very much, though. I think that's one of the hardest things in life is saying goodbye to your mother. I've not had to do that yet, but I am not looking forward to it either. But even when you expect it, it doesn't get any easier. You know, I've said goodbye to my grandparents, and that was really, really hard. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like when my mama dies. It's too hard. I'll just have to deal with it when it happens. You cannot prepare for that. No way. Okay, how about... Yeah, I know you guys are going to absolutely hate this. I know it. But I'm going to play a gospel song that Elvis did, and it's Seeing is Believing, Take 1, 2, and 4.
Elvis, what about that chorus? What about the second chorus you're doing like the first?
Seeing is believing. I have to. I had to go back to that bridge. Every time.
Then we go back to a verse.
Look, I had to go back to a verse to go out. It's too short if I can. No, man, the drummer was right, you know. Yeah. I like that bass thing. Hey, David, do your fingers like that. And get the Freddie Farkle song. There you go. Bar intro.
God, reach out.
burn. Yeah, I like that. I like that song. I like his craziness. It's funny. You know, I had to do that. It's too short. Too short. Like me, I'm too short. Anyway, I've got something here that I really like, and John sent it to me this morning. So here we go. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. And this is this one guy that does four parts. It's fantastic. A cappella.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me in pastures green.
And if you pick out those parts and you think the same guy is singing all of these parts, there's four parts, the same guy is singing every part without music, and he stays on key. It totally amazes me. It totally amazes me. I love it. I just love it. And it's just, and to watch the video is even better because you can see his expressions and you can guess which little video is doing which part. You know, it's amazing. I love it. All right, I've got another song here that Elvis sent me this morning. It's called Who Am I?
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came to dwell among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself this question, who am I? Who am I that the King would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will done, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave you never. If you'll be true, I'll give to you life forever. Oh, I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles until they're won. For who am I? The King would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thy Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
It just brings to mind that we're nothing. We're God's children. That's the only thing that makes us even semi-important, is that we're God's children. And he loves us. He made us. And he put value on us for himself, not for us. And that's why I love songs like that, because it brings that to mind. That, hey, you know, Jesus Christ and God the Father, the only reason we mean anything is because they love us and we're their children. And that's the only reason. Think about it. How about some Sister Rosetta while you're thinking?
Okay.
Easter's coming up. So I'm going to play this song. It's called Who Rolled the Stone Away?
Who rolled the stone away? Who rolled the stone away? Who rolled the stone away one day from the place where my Jesus lay? Tell me who rolled the stone away? Who rolled the stone away? Who rolled the stone away? From the place where my Jesus lay. It was only one Sunday. my Jesus lay.
Rosetta can do it like that.
That's
talk,
true.
Yes, and talk about a God-given talent. Oh yeah. She had it, and she shared it as much as she possibly could. It was great. She was one of God's gifts. You know, seriously, she really was. He gave her the courage and the faith of Job. You know, that lady went into bars, got paid to sing in a bars, and sang gospel.
Mm-hmm.
That, and especially in the day and age she was doing it, that took courage. A black woman playing her own guitar and singing gospel in a bar. Luckily, God kept it on the good end of the spectrum, and people loved it. And they wanted to hear her over and over again. If they could recognize the gift. They could recognize the gift. God was watching over that woman because she was using the gift he gave her in a good way. She should be an inspiration to all of us, not just Elvis. Should be an inspiration all of us. Oh, my goodness.
You know, the show that Elvis ran home to get to before it started, was that every day or once a week?
Once a week, I believe. I had to stop and think, though, you noticed. No, I think it was once a week.
I'm sure it was great back then, too.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if we had
an
audience in the background and all. Probably did.
Who knows? I don't remember all the details about how radio worked back then. They may have not had an in-studio audience back then. Because
sure.
when they were doing their radio shows and everything, they did all the sound effects live, right there on a live mic. They didn't pre-tape things. They were live shows. But as far as the studio audience, I don't really know. So Google it. They'll tell you. Google it. Google
all
the 1940s, the early 1940s. It'll tell you. Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
Hey, I put my faith in God, not Google.
That's the truth. You can get some mistakes there. Wow.
Oh, my word. And while you're
Alexa
doing that,
makes honey,
it yeah, Alexa would do it. While you're doing that, I'm going to play Christy Lane, and that is another special story. That woman has a special story, too. But this is a song that I used to sit in the driveway and sing this song before I could bring myself to go in the house. And I could never get through it without crying. It's a song that it just tugs at your heartstrings and strengthens your faith, because it makes you think about what the Father tells you. So here we are with Christy Lane doing Footprints in the Sand.
One night, I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord, when across the sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene I noticed, two sets of footprints in the sand. One set belonged to me, and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before us, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and I noticed that many times along the path of life, there was only one set of footprints. I also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in my life, and this really bothered me, so I questioned the Lord about it. One set of footprints in the sand. Lord, you promised me you'd hold my hand. Tell me why in the troubled time I look back and only find one set of footprints in the sand. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I've noticed during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why in times when I needed you most, you should leave me. And the Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you, and I would never, never leave you during your times of trial and suffering. When you saw only one set of footprints in the sand, it was then that I was carrying you. One set of footprints in the sand. Oh yes, at last I understand.
If you're ever at a loss for something to read, look up that book about Christy Lane. And that's the main title, is Christy Lane. And it tells about how she got married, how she met her husband, and how she was led to be a gospel singer, a performer. And it's really very special because the guy that her husband was talking to about, I don't know what they were talking to at the time, but she was singing. And this guy looks at her husband and said, she needs to record gospel songs. And her husband said, why? What makes you say that? And he says, just watch her when she sings. She'll have an effect. And so that's how it came to be. That was the first inkling. And she was fairly young at that point in time. But they had their troubles. They had their ups and downs. But read that book. It'll give you a lot of insight into what faith in God can do and what strengths it can give you to get through anything. even though when we think about that, we don't think so. But he does. He gives us that strength. So look up that book about Christy Lane. It will amaze you. It will totally amaze you. I mean, we think we have troubles, you know, and there's always somebody else that has bigger troubles that get through it. And they're supposed to be our inspiration. And if we pay attention, they are. Okay, I'm going to do another Elvis song. And this, John told me, was his mama's favorite hymn. And this is why Elvis recorded it. It's called Known Only to Him.
Elvis, WW0384, take one. Okay. Are we going to hit only the same?
Wait just a second, Bill.
All right.
In this world of fear and doubt, on my knees I ask the question, why a lonely heavy cross?
LWW0384, take two.
In this world of fear and doubt, on my knees I ask the question, why a lonely heavy cross I must bear? Then he tells me in my prayer, it's because I am trustworthy. He gives me strength far more than my share. Known only to Him are the great hidden secrets. I fear not the darkness when my flame shall dim. I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only to Him.
Only to Him.
All right. That'll put you in the mood for some worship, won't it? Sure does. I was sitting here listening to that nice, quiet song, just, you know, just letting it wash over me. And all of a sudden, I hear this loud noise. It sounds like there's a backhoe outside ripping up pavement. Apache was snoring.
Oh, goodness.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, and he's right under my feet, and it's like, what the hey, dog? And he's not even twitching when I talk to him. He is gone. That's okay. But that's me. I'm going, what is that noise? And then I realized it's Apache snoring. Okay. I hope I don't sound like that. Woo! Okay, I'm going to play Sue's request. I remembered, honey. I remembered.
Thank you.
That's
so
a minor miracle.
That.
Oh, darling, that's a minor miracle right there. Oh, yes, it is. And this is a good one. So, Anne, untangle your feet. Take your shoes off. Make sure you got your dancing socks on. Here is I'm Gonna Walk Them Golden Stairs.
Yeah, also WW0382, take two.
A little different than y'all, otherwise I'll just blend right in.
Yeah.
Old time religion, and it's good enough for me.
like you start clapping your hands and you're dancing in the aisle. It's fantastic. I can just see her up on stage, you know. She's having a good time. Why shouldn't we? Yeah.
She does. She enjoys everything.
Oh, yes.
She is fun to watch.
Yes.
So pleasant to watch.
Because she's always having fun performing. That is what she loves to do. And she does a great job. She really does. Okay, now I have a song that John sent me this morning. And I thought I better get started on these or I'm never going to get them done. This one's called Where is Jesus? Think about this as you're listening to that. Think about this because this song just brings to mind how often do we leave Jesus behind and not notice? Listen.
On a journey from Jerusalem, returning to their home, Joseph and his family traveled all day long. They must have walked for many miles before they realized Jesus was not with them. Mary sadly cried. Walking with us all the time. Where is Jesus? To find him once again, we must return to the place where we left him. Where is Jesus?
Where is Jesus? I prayed for God to lead my way, that it will
walking with me all the time. Where is Jesus? To find him once again, I must return to the place where I left him. Where is Jesus?
Where is Jesus? You've made some bad decisions with a selfish thought in mind. You had the best intentions for the goals you set in life. Your relationship with God secure, but the fellowship is gone. You can choose to walk with him again.
You don't have to walk alone. Walking with you all the time. Where is Jesus? To find him once again, you must return to the place where you left him. Where is Jesus?
Where is Jesus?
Where is Jesus?
Makes you think, doesn't it? makes you think. Now, do you guys remember, I think it was in the Lost Books of the Bible. It might have been in the regular Bible. See, you read so many things, you forget exactly where it is. But it was a story that when they were leaving Jerusalem to go home to Nazareth, and, of course, they didn't have cars or anything, so they were walking. And they did. All of a sudden, they noticed that Jesus wasn't with them. And they were thinking, where did he go? Where did he go? And they started frantically looking for him, so they had to backtrack. And they found him at the age of 12 or 13. I forget exactly. It's been so long since I've heard this story. But they found him teaching in the temple. And the adults were gathered around him listening. Now that is a very special thing. I don't know. I know that now, and for many years, they've had bar mitzvahs. When a Jewish boy comes of age, he's bar mitzvahed and is able to read scriptures and stuff in the temple at that point in time. But I don't know if they did that back then or if it was just when they reached a certain age they were allowed. I don't know about the practices back in Jesus' day, but they found him teaching in the temple. And of course, they ran up and says, don't ever do that again. You scared us to death. Maybe not in those words, but you scared us to death. Why? You have to tell us when you're going someplace. You can't, you know, as mothers do. And he looked at them rather puzzled, thinking, did you not know I would be in my Father's house?
Hmm.
Huh.
Interesting. Of course.
Think about it. Teaching his parents to not worry because he was God's son. God would take care of him. And teaching all of the adult males in the temple, teaching them, and they're sitting there raptly listening to this boy. Now that is special. That is special. And that's what that song brought to my mind when I heard it this morning. So I just wanted to share that story with you because I don't know if y'all have heard that story, and at least not recently. I don't know why, but it's not one of the stories that you hear in Sunday school all the time. You hear it, but very rarely. And I think we should hear it more often because it reminds us that you have to seek him. He isn't just automatically going to show up at your side. You have to invite him to be with you. And then he'll be there. So I thought that was a good one. I wanted to tell you about that. Hello, girl. How are you doing?
Trying to hang in there and be big sister once again.
Well, of course, because you are big sister. That's going to be your role for all your life, honey.
I'm praying that another big sister or a big brother will come out of the woodwork.
I don't think so.
And help me.
I don't think so.
Unless my mom and daddy lied to me.
No, I don't think they do that. But it's you.
I'm sure y'all get tired of hearing me. But this is bothering me.
What you got?
I have got a call from my sister.
Mm-hmm.
They called all the family in Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And told them that they needed to make a decision that my sister's husband, he would be, if they left him in the state that he's in now, he would just be a vegetable the rest of his life.
Right.
That they would put a trachea tube in his throat and then move him over to a nursing home.
Right.
And because he does not respond to anything. He can't breathe without that ventilator on him now.
Right.
My sister and her sister-in-law and James's oldest daughter, they all agreed with my sister that James wouldn't want to live like that.
Well, that's probably very, very true.
So, come Monday morning, around 8 o'clock Arkansas time, they're all supposed to be there at the hospital, and they're going to turn everything off.
Oh, that's so sad.
Okay.
I listened to my sister talk for 3 hours last night, and I kept asking her if I needed to come home because she doesn't have, you know, any of her siblings there close by her. And she said no, that I would be more help staying here taking care of my mother. Her mama had surgery Thursday on her eye. They put a cornea or something like that.
Yes.
On
yes.
her eye, because she was going blind in that eye. Well, she can't travel at all now for at least a week. And because she has to lay flat on her back for 4 hours and get up for 10 minutes and then lay right back down. So that thing will stay put where, I don't know how they put it on. But
so the cornea attaches and pressure doesn't build up in her eye to pop it off.
Yeah.
My aunt, the only reason I know that is, honey, is because my aunt had that surgery. So I know what you're talking about.
They did put the third tube in the back of James's head where the puddle of blood was building up.
Right. Well, that's a good thing.
It's not working. And they won't tell my sister if he had another stroke why they was putting that in. So they're sugarcoating everything for her.
Well, that's not a bad thing because she does realize that he's not going to get better. He's not coming back.
Yeah.
So she does realize that, and they're trying to make it as easy on her as they can.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
She kept telling me that. She calls him little man. You're my little man. And she kept saying, my little man's not coming home, sis. I said, I know, Marilyn. But we talked about this before. And I also told her what you had told me last week. And she agreed. She says, I know God is going to take care of him.
Yep.
And God knows what he wants. And I'm not going to fight it because I know my little man don't want to live like this.
Well, that's good, honey. That's a good thing. It doesn't make any difference. I'm not part of it, but I do believe she made the right decision.
Yeah. She's going to be lost for a long, you know, the feeling of being lost. She's been with him over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts, but we come to the decision that we're not going back home to be there to help her. Because really, me or my mother can't travel. So,
Think about this as a possibility, and talk it over with Clyde. Is after everything has settled down, and all of his relatives and everything has gone home. And she's there trying to deal with things by herself. Maybe that would be a better time to go and spend time with her.
Yeah, that's what Clyde said.
Yes,
and
I agree.
Of course, it's the state of mind that I was in it right then. I jumped him and said, you don't know how I feel because, I'm sorry, give me a minute. You don't have no brothers and sisters. It's just you. So you can't tell me and my other siblings how to feel or what to do because you don't know. And he said, sorry, and he walked out of the room.
After a while, I didn't realize
what I had done, but I said it out of anger. And I apologized to him. And I told him, I said, you know how I feel, because you know me.
Exactly.
And I get exactly. He leaned over and gave me a kiss, and I said, honey, I love you, but I'm sorry for what I said.
Yes. And, you know, when we do things like that out of anger, we do need to apologize because that person needs to know that we were angry and we didn't really mean it. But something we need to remember is reacting and speaking in anger is never a good idea.
Yeah,
never.
Because
you're always going to say something you have to apologize for. And wouldn't it be so much better if you never said anything that you had to be sorry for? And all it takes is to wait a little while. Just food for thought.
I don't have patience.
Well,
older I get, the worse it gets.
But you know what? You know what? It's like I said, I don't know if it was last week or week before, but what I said is when we pray to God for patience, he doesn't give us patience.
Yeah.
He gives us the situation to develop patience. So you're supposed to be developing patience, honey. He's telling you, here's your situation, darling. Develop the patience.
I'm trying.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But you can do it. You can do it. All you have to do is just hold your tongue and not speak sharp until you give yourself a little bit of time for those feelings to calm down. And then you can say what you really believe instead of reacting in anger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to update you and some of the ladies that's been talking to me and saying prayers for my sister.
Yes. And she will still need our prayers, darling, because she still has to deal with the situation. She has to deal with him being gone. And she has already begun to do that because she knows he's already gone. And so she still needs prayers and she needs support. She needs your love. And it'll get better for her. It's not ever going to go away. I won't say it will. But it will get a little easier to handle, you know, and that's what time and memories do. So, and I'm sorry y'all have to be going through this, but unfortunately, it's part of life. It's not the fun part. It's not the fun part, but we still have to deal with it. Okay?
She just didn't understand why he was going. She thought he had some kind of bug or something because he'd got real sick and was losing the contents of his stomach and he fell to the floor and that scared her and she called an ambulance and next thing you know, she's being told that he had an aneurysm of the brain. And she just that floored her there because she didn't realize what in the world was going on.
And that's the unfortunate part is that aneurysms of the brain or the abdomen, very seldom, once in a while, but very seldom will a person recover from those because they do so much damage.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get lucky, but I have known people that have passed because of brain aneurysms. And it's sudden, it's unexpected, And it's hard to deal with because you have to get used to the idea. You weren't expecting this to happen. It's not supposed to happen, but here it is.
Yeah.
And that's when having God and having Jesus standing there beside you really does help.
I don't want people to think wrong about my mother, but my mother has that where you can tell her one thing one day, and a few hours later, she doesn't remember you even telling her that.
Dementia.
Yeah.
Yep.
And my siblings know that she has that, and they try talking to her, but she doesn't realize who she's talking to half the time.
Yep.
And so they chose me to talk to. And I try to tell them, you know, I'm not as smart as y'all think I am.
Well, and when it comes to that, it's not how smart you are or whatever. It's how well can you talk to the person that needs the news, and
yeah,
how willing are you to repeat yourself 1,000 times, because that might be what
tell
you.
Yeah. My brother's testing me on that big time.
Well,
you'll
pass the test. You just talk to Jesus and you'll pass the test, honey. It's hard. It's really hard.
I tell them I'm 9 hours away from all of y'all, and all I can do is listen to you talk. So just call if you just want to talk, you know.
There
you
go.
You might not want the answer I give you, but I'll listen to you talk.
Oh, well, honey, there's never a guarantee of the answer that they want. You can't guarantee that, because that might not be the answer that you're being told to give. So don't worry about that part. The main part of it is they get a chance to talk about it.
Yep.
They get a chance to get it out. And sometimes they need that more than anything else.
Yep. I understand it all, but sometimes it just gets overwhelming.
Oh, of course. Of course.
You talk to one of them for 2 hours, and as soon as you hang up, 30 minutes, the other one's calling, and you don't have any time to yourself.
Well,
just
remember, it will all calm down and go back to a semblance of normalcy, okay? It's not going to be as intense after a couple of weeks or a month or something. It will all calm down. So you just have to look forward to that and get through this portion of it, because this is the hard part.
So, Todd intervened on some of the calls, and he says, I'm going to tell y'all one time and that's it. These are the days of the week you do not call your sister, because she will be listening to her radio shows, and she will not answer the phone regardless.
Well, there you go.
And my little brother says, I'm more important than a radio show.
Well, no, it depends on
your
point of
view. Todd says, son, you're not more important than her radio show.
Well, the thing is, he is more important than the radio show, but you can talk to him later. The radio show is when it is.
Yeah,
so,
it's my time of the day, you know.
There you go.
It's the only quiet time I get is listening to you and Shauna and the great songs that you play and looking at all the comments the ladies are saying that gets my mind off of what's going on. And then all of a sudden it's time for you to go, and thinking to myself, oh, no, not yet.
Yeah, well, and speaking of that, we're running out of time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right, honey.
I just wanted to let everybody know.
You know I'm going to say something and I think you told us the news you wanted to tell us, so now it's time to go back to some music to help your heart feel better.
And I wanted to hear what you had. Well, I got this one thing to say that I've set up. I was told that when I call you on Sundays, that you will know what to tell me.
Oh, really?
It might not be what I want to hear, but I need to take to heart what you explained to me. And
well,
that's what I'm doing.
That was nice. That was good. That was nice.
And said that you would not lead me down the wrong path.
Well, I won't ever tell you something that I don't believe is true.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Exactly.
So I thank you so much. And obviously, bye now so you can get back to your show.
You're welcome, darling. Yeah, go and sit in front of the radio, the computer, or whatever you use to listen, and maybe the music I'm going to play now will help calm down your heart. Okay?
It will. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome, darling. We'll talk to you soon. And just keep the faith. Keep the faith.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. On that note, I'm going to play an Elvis song that John sent me this morning, and it's called If That Isn't Love.
Got to be loved. Yeah, sure. But he asked me to give him a cutoff. I don't know where it is. I think Johnny can do it. Well, you can have a little thing all the way through it. If you want to.
This is two. We're rolling. We roll six.
And if that isn't love.
It took to die for our sins. Not even sins that Jesus committed. He died for our sins. That's love. That's love. I've got another one here that John sent me this morning. It's by Nora Honor. And it's called Mother's Song.
I once had a dear old mother who loved me tenderly. For when I was a baby, she took good care.
Yes, it must have been, for I could still feel the gentle touch of your fingers each night as you run them through my hair, as you put me to bed. The magic in your lips whenever you kissed my pains and tears away. The tenderness of your voice, so soothing, understanding. With these thoughts, Mother, I wish you were still here with me today.
How true. I mean, some of us, maybe that's not true, but most of us, it is. Most of it is. I know that I'm really going to be hit hard when I think about my mama dying. It really bothers me, but I can't do anything about it. God has that in his hands, and I can't do anything about it. So it's a question of enjoy her while she's with us. And
right.
Just
don't worry about it now.
Exactly. And we just have to accept it when it happens, because that's what
right.
it is. So I call my mom, and spend a couple hours on the phone every once in a while, or she calls me, you know. That's just how it goes. If I'm talking to mom, I never plan on less than 2 hours, because it's not going to happen. And I'm good with that. I'm good with that. How about another Sister Rosetta song? I think we need a little bit of lifting at this point in time.
Sure.
Down by the riverside. Morning.
In the morning,
I feel so bad in the middle of the day.
Yes.
I feel so bad in the evening.
In the evening.
That's why I'm going to the river. Wash my sins away. I'm going to lay down my heavy load down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I'm going to lay down my heavy load down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't going to study war no more. No, I ain't going to study war no more. No, no, I ain't going to study. Study war no more. I ain't going to study war no more. No, I ain't going to study war no more. No, no, I ain't going to study war no more.
For my Lord, well, I never get tired. station. I'm holding up the bus station, standing for my Lord. Well, whenever you're tired, tired, tired of working on the building, I'm going up to heaven.
Say again real quick, I got lost on the end.
He got lost on the end. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
He gets lost a lot less than a lot of other people, so that's okay. We can do that. I'm going to play a song now that is going out to John because it's his favorite hymn. John. Okay. And I forgot to type in what the next one would be. Okay. All right. 6 minutes left. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to take a few minutes here to say thank you and goodbye. And we'll see you on Thursday. That's when I'll be back. And thank you for being with me today, because I think it was a really good couple of hours. We had some messages. We had some problem solving. We had some supporting. We had some great music. So thank you for being with me. Thank you, Victoria, for coming into the studio and just listening to us. I know that's the easiest for you, so thank you for doing that. And Sue, thank you for coming and keeping me company here in the studio, honey. And when I ask a question, I know I can count on you to speak up and give me an answer so that I don't feel so all alone in the universe.
Well,
Radio Land anyway, but you know. And I hope that you continue to get better.
Oh, thank you so much.
That would be very nice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I do pray for that, you know. I do. And it'll happen. Yep.
Well,
it's already happened.
It gets old. It gets very old, and too. I was just telling Shauna that my part is to have to depend on other people for help.
Oh, yes.
Do simple tasks,
honey,
you know.
Think about it for a second. There's a purpose in that. It's, I'm not quite sure what, but, you know, humbling. It's very humbling. And realizing that there is someone you can ask when you need help, and they will help you.
Oh, definitely. I'm very appreciative
and knowing
of
that,
that, yeah.
Yes, knowing that. Yeah. And there's just, you know, there's, you've got to think about it for yourself. What purposes would Jesus have for letting you, that happen to you? There is purpose. There's probably more than one thing to learn. It's just, it's, I haven't thought about it a whole lot. I've just been praying for your healing. And I know that is in process. God is doing that because you're getting better. Heck, you walked across the room a few days ago. That hasn't happened
for
a long time.
Yes, but with a walker, Judy.
That's all right. You couldn't do it with a walker before, honey. So you're getting there. You're getting there.
Oh, God. Oh, well.
Hey, you know,
If
you ever need an optimistic point of view, you know where to come.
Oh, I know that. I know that, and I appreciate that very much.
I had two nicknames growing up when I was in school. They called me Sunshine, and they called me Pollyanna.
Pollyanna. Okay.
Now if you don't remember who Pollyanna is, look it up. Google her.
I've watched her little shows.
She always found a silver lining to everything. And that's
always
what they told me. So I guess I'm not always optimistic. I don't know where people get that idea. I have downer days. I have pessimistic outlooks. It's just that I don't let people see them very often. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
If you ever need a different point of view, here I am, darling. Here I am.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Good night to everyone. Everyone have a good evening.
Yes, good night, everyone.
Good night, John. You get well, too, soon.
Definitely. And Shauna, thank you for putting forth the scriptures. I thoroughly enjoyed reading those. Thank you so much. It's nice to have somebody else involved in doing that as well. I really do appreciate that, girl. So feel free anytime you want to, darling. I will appreciate it. It's wonderful. And Rhonda poked her head in for a while. I thank you for that. And Susan and Ann and Kathy and Manette and Veronica and was Michaela there? I don't think. Anyway, whoever else I missed, thank you for coming in and making it to the show. I really appreciate you so much, darlings. And I'll be here on Thursday, and we'll have another Bang Up Rock and Roll show. So come in for that, because you're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be a good one. I love you all. Stay well.
Love you, too. Good night. Talk to you soon.
God bless you, honey. God bless you. And here is Elvis, If I Can Dream.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Oh, why? There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why. Oh, why?
Thank you. Good night.